Tens of thousands of Michigan State University students have left campus life behind in recent days. They've also left behind tons of stuff. Furniture, food, carpeting, bikes, clothing, lots more. Yesterday, I visited the store to check out this year's haul. That's the MSU surplus store, of course. I started our tour at the rear loading dock with the store's communications director, James Ives.
This is our dock area. This is where the trucks would come in several times a day during move-out. And as you can see, the material is still coming out. We triage it, so to say, in Gaylord boxes. We empty it out here. We process it. A lot of it went to our another building to where we could store it, just because we don't have that much room to store it all here. But once it's here, we'll further process it, and then get ready to put it out on the sales floor for sale, as well as, you know, recycle what we can, or unfortunately we have to landfill some of it.
So you've estimated between 70,000 and 80,000 pounds of carpet, is that right?
Yes, pretty amazing, isn't it?
How do you arrive at that number?
We weigh it all. I mean, we weigh everything that came in. We would at first just weigh the racks that they would come in. And then, you know, we just got an average of about 10 or 20 of those. And then we just kind of kept track of how many were to come in.
What percentage of your total inventory has just come in, though, here in the past week or so?
For as much as we have, it's still only maybe 5% of our total inventory.
But this must be one of your busiest periods, isn't it, right after the students leave?
Yes. Move out and move in are the two busiest weeks of the year. It's pretty much all hands on deck those 2 weeks.
Do you hire more people to sift through all this stuff?
No, actually, we did not, and that's kind of our goal. We did it with what we have, but like I said, it is all hands on deck. Even I was helping unload trucks. We had people from the office, you know, just helping out in any way they can, going out onto campus. Oh, it's pretty taxing on all of us, but yet it's pretty exciting.
Do you get more customers as a result of this activity here right after move out and right during move in?
Yes. Yes, we do. With the social marketing and the other pieces that I've picked up from the media, I was just talking to the staff up front in the store. They were saying it's like a Friday. Fridays are typically more busy for whatever reason, but it's Tuesday and it is extremely busy. Yeah, we do. And we're hoping to get more students in the fall from some of the items that we've collected, because it'll probably take us that long to go through it all.
Overall, is this a good thing, or would you prefer students leave less stuff behind?
Well, one of our main goals here, our main function of this unit, is landfill diversion. And we're shooting for zero waste eventually down the road. So it would be great if they could take everything home with them. You know, it's good that what we're doing, you know, we're diverting 40% this year from the landfill, and that's 15% higher than last year. But if we had less to deal with, as far as to process, it would just be less out of the landfill.
You think you'll ever outgrow this location? You ever expect so much stuff in here that you may not have room for at all here?
We already did the first year, yeah, absolutely. It just comes in waves, but yeah, it's kind of like when you build a pole barn, it's never too big.
What's the strangest thing you've ever put out on the floor here, or that's ever passed through this place?
Mark, a lot of people ask that question. When you work here for a few years, or as long as I have, it's hard to see the strange, because there's just so many oddities. I mean, it's, you know, we've had skeletons of horse legs. We've had an antique bear rug, you know, so odd, strange, it kind of all runs together.
It's all relative here at the surplus store, is that it?
Oh, absolutely. It depends on the day, too.
What's the most valuable thing that someone has ever come through the store that someone has left behind?
Well, now, if you say students, it's kind of hard to say, because the clothing, there's some pretty valuable pieces of clothing. Bikes, there's some pretty valuable bikes. Some jewelry, even some books. You know, there's some books that have a good value to them.
Does a lot of food end up coming here?
Yes, yes. So far, we've collected about 5,000 pounds of food, which will be what can be used still, will be donated to a local charity. It's part of the Pack Up Pitch-In. We call it Poopy, if you will, Pack Up Pitch-In. It's partnership with the residence halls, RHS, here on campus. It's a great partnership, and they coordinate it with the students. And rather than them going right into the landfill, it's just another opportunity for diversion and for the local communities.
You mentioned all the clothing you come into. How much have you come into in the last few days?
So far, about 17,000 pounds. And we will sell what we can here at the surplus store to offset some of the landfill costs and the collection costs. But what we can't sell, we'll also donate to other local charities as well.
Do you weigh just about everything, or at least everything that comes in mass quantities?
Yes, yes, we do. Tracking is a very hard thing to do in this business, so one thing we rely on a lot is weights.
You've actually got a number of the total number of pounds of items that have come in here. What is that number?
We have, to date, about 655,000 pounds of material, and as I showed you earlier, it's still coming in. There's some still late move-outs, a lot of international students stay a little longer, so we're still collecting a lot of the material. Not a lot, but some of the material. So 655,000 and counting.
When's it going to slow down again?
Oh, it already has compared to move-out week, believe me, but it'll probably slow down come winter.
James Ives is Education Outreach Coordinator here at the MSU Surplus Store. Have a great summer. Nice visiting with you.
Yes, thanks, Mark. Stop by anytime.